Lazy Shear Wednesday afternoon. Sharabo Solo Kim. I'm sorry. Okay. Sharabo. I'm sorry. Sharabo Solo Kim, Parakei. And having discussed Ha'orah Torah, and still now we turn his attention to Ha'orah Sichlis. And he says he's going to discuss it, and it's going to take the form of questions and answers. That's why he chose to do it. Could be because Ha'orah Sichlis is Ha'orah Sichlis. And you know, things are clarified more. The whole point of Ha'orah Sichlis is that it's coming, you're not being dictated to it, you're not being told what to do. It's coming from you, it's not coming from outside. So clarity is always best achieved through questions and answers. Could be that's why he chose to listen to the Torah, do this, do that, do that. You don't need clarity. You try to develop depth. Here, what would bring me to realize certain truths, to reach this higher madriga called Ha'orah Sichlis. So he says it's based on Seichel, and the main thing he says, we'll start from the words right in the beginning of Parakei. We'll start from Achadvar Mashay Yagia Bohem Ha'adam Le'inyan Ha'orah Sichlis, the things that would bring you to acquire it. Sheyavar etzlo mashanot avorim b'seichel. He should be aware of certain truths. Be aware of it, think about it, be convinced of it. This is what he has to know. This is like the prerequisite for developing Ha'orah Sichlis, where you serve Hashem, where you go beyond the rituals, and you connect to Hashem through the concepts behind the rituals and through other understandings of what the Ratzon Hashem would be. Right? And you're not limited. We went through earlier in the Shar, we went through all the things that make Ha'orah Sichlis superior to Ha'orah Toranis. So you have to clarify Mashanot Avorei B'Seichel, and he goes through, he makes a list. I'm just read it very quickly. Each one you could spend time on, and you could say, well, why this, why that, why not something else? We'll just go through the list. The Shabeach HaEmes, these are the things, these are the premises you have to have, the understandings you have to have in order to develop Ha'orah Sichlis. The Shabeach HaEmes, you have to, Shabeach HaEmes, the Ganos HaKozov, you have to have intellectual honesty. Ubuchar Bat Sedek, you have to have a sense of justice, the Surmei Ovel, going away from injustice. Ubo Bale Hatova Betov, you are very, you have this midah of Hakaras Hatov. You develop it. You understand its importance. Gemol Balei HaTova B'Tova Hodosam, thanking them, paying them back. Ugemol Anshei Hara B'Rav Ganusam, and you repay evil. You punish evil, rather. You punish evil. Ganusam, and you despise them. Ulahashlam and Bnei Adam. You're peaceful. Roll the shalom like Aaron HaKayin. You say, why is that so important to be Kone Ha'orah Sichlis? I don't know. We'll just go through it. I mean, this is everything's a world here. Everything's a world in itself. And why put these things? You have to be Oyev Shalom, will hate the Aleim. You act kindly towards people, will listen to Hatovos B'Shevach. You weigh the favors that you receive, and you praise people for it. You thank them. Atzdokos b'gemul, v'horos b'ones, v'yisrom gemul al gemul. You have a sense of balance. What type of reward to give for what type of actions? Ones al ones, v'machil al poshim. It's very interesting that he picked this. Your ability to forgive. if someone does b'tshuva for Amazon, they do b'tshuva. Okay, that's his list. Again, each thing you say, oh, wow, you know, each thing is like a world. Why? I don't. You know, these are fundamental truths that you have to develop your own intellectual motivation towards Hashem. That's what it is. These are very fundamental things that you have to make sure you have. Otherwise, I guess in order to think straight, in order to be motivated, in order not to kid yourself, like, well, you're in a little dangerous territory here, because we're beyond the Torah telling me, you know, do this at this time on this day. We're in call it Avraham Avinu territory. We're in intellectual curiosity, intellectual development, intention, developing like your own religion. Really, Harat Torah, this is the base. You're not going to violate any mitzvah or abeira, and then you're going to develop your own path in serving Hashem. This is very big Kiddush. Other Svarim would say, hey, stick with the 613 mitzvahs, and, which was probably a good idea, because who go beyond that? But there's plenty of Ha'ara Sichlis within the 613 mitzvahs also. In other words, if I would just, that's an easy way to do it, easy, you know, Yachal, easy, is to take each mitzvah. I said, last week you learned Chinuch Hirsch, you learned this form that explained the concept behind each mitzvah, and then you just take it from there. You say, taking challah is this, so I'll just carry that to matters even when I'm not baking, even when I'm cooking noodles. It doesn't have to be when I'm baking bread. this is a recyclist. I can take whatever lessons challah teaches me and apply it when I'm cooking noodles. I can take whatever lessons mezuzah teaches me and apply it even if I'm not in a house. I can take whatever man will say, I can take whatever lessons the Chiyuv Tefillin teaches me, and I'll apply it even when I'm not wearing tefillin. So that's like level, that's the easy way of doing it. He's even talking beyond that, to develop my own ideas of what the Rosh Hashem is. And yeah. Anyway, so he gave a quick list, probably with 10 things on it, to keep you, to say, you know, if you think you have the ability to develop this, these are the fundamental things you have to be solid with. Let's move on. Once these things are clarified in your mind, this thing, this list we just gave, yesichlu shalem, then you could feel confident. Sichlu shalem akarosa chazaka, and now the im yaskireo alakim derech tovoso. So now, when your mind becomes stimulated, Hashem stimulates your mind. He throws that in because ultimately Hashem is doing it. If there'll be makir tov for that also. Ye'orer rayonei nafsho, you'll be ma'orer, you'll stir up your own ideas. Machshavto lahavin tovoso olav yetzak hakaroso b'ayah. This is certainly the base. What's the jumping point? After you have the personality traits, let's say you're oev shalom or odev shalom, and you're honest, and you understand the difference between evil and good, punishments, harmonish, all these things he said. The basic base, this we know, this is Chavis HaLovus, the basic starting point is that you make your toast to Hashem. That you're gonna cook up your own ideas of how to do things that are Ratz and Hashem. You're gonna develop your sense of gratitude towards Hashem. That's like the first thing you're gonna do. Because it all stems from that. Because the Chavis HaLovus holds even Ha'ara Tamranis stems from that. Meaning, why do I have to listen to Hashem? It's a funny question. You know, I want to ask it. I meant to say, Obviously, you're not asking because the Lowe's asks it.
Rather, I saw a few days ago, I came across, I don't know if you ladies have heard of Rav Shimon Shkop. Maybe you have. So he wrote a very famous sefer called Shari Yosher. Very deep sefer. Very deep on Gemara. On Inyanim and Gemara. Very, very deep. This is we're talking in the last century. Very, very deep. Very conceptual. Some people would say philosophical. I prefer the word conceptual. Very, very conceptual. Very deep, very conceptual. And he's running around Shas Gemara, and he's extracting very deep principles and ideas. So I'm learning a piece of it. My shiur at night with the men, I chose to learn a certain piece in him, and he's saying a certain fundamental principle. Anyway, but in saying that principle, he actually talks about why we have to listen to Hashem. That was very interesting. He doesn't say the Chavis HaLovis' answer. Chavis HaLovis' answer is, of course, because of the sense of Hakaras HaTov, the sense of gratitude. I'm not talking about Mechuyev, which mitzvah. We're like before that step, if it doesn't give you a headache. Why do you have to do mitzvah? Why do you have to listen to Hashem for? So you can't say, well, as Hashem said so. That would not really answer the question. Right? You don't say that. Hello? Yeah. You can't, it's circular reasoning. So, you're saying, we don't want to go over yet. Okay? Okay, you have to be over 25 to be in this year. Everybody else out. We don't want to put any ideas in the head. It's a very good question, and you know, what do you do if we wouldn't even ask the question because we do things already. I wrote about a teenager. They ask such a question, he or she will be thrown out of class. But the truth is, it's a very, very good question. Chavis HaLovis has an answer. He asks it. Can't throw him out of class, he's the class. But he asks it. And Rav Shimon Shkop asks it. You tell him I'm a little bit. One of the Rav Shimon Shkop asks it in Shari Gleisher, Shari Perik Beis.
What does he say?
He is developing a principle, a Talmudic principle. See, he's in the world of the Gemara. That there are things that, well, how are we saying it? No. Sort of like a Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah type idea. There are things that come before the Torah. There are certain basic fundamental realities that are before the Torah. Now the Torah could say, listen to Hashem, or do this mitzvah, do that mitzvah. But why do I have to listen to that, right? See, there are certain fundamental truths that are inherent in reality. And that's the reality. He doesn't even, it's not a philosophy sefer. He's not talking Ashkof, he's not talking Musar. He's talking about owing someone money. And he's going through Shas about owing someone money and paying it. I don't know why I'm telling you that. Like owing money is before the Torah. The Torah could just tell you to pay what you owe. But the idea of, he says like, even if the Torah wouldn't say don't steal, there would be a concept of ownership. Ownership is not don't steal. Ownership is a concept that pre-exists the Torah. That's in itself. There's things that are fundamental truths that are just the way Hashem made the world. Right? So even if the Torah, this is like the best way I am saying it, and he says this, even if the Torah wouldn't have said don't steal, there would still be a concept of ownership. People would still own things. You would still owe money if you borrow money. Even though some people, even if the Torah holds, I don't know. You would still owe money. That's like a basic reality premise. It's the way the world works. I borrow money, I owe the money. Anyway, but he brings proof for this idea from the fact that you have to listen to Hashem. He says, you can't say it's a mitzvah to listen to Hashem because my question is, why do I have to listen to Hashem for? So he says, Al Korchach, it's a fundamental reality and truth. Now, if you learn Chavis HaLovis, you say, well, I know why. Because Hashem built, it's not a,
same idea. Hashem built within our DNA, within our, Hashem made us, Hashem created us with a sense of Hakaras HaTolad, right? We all experience that if someone does for us, I go, when you compare it to Hashem, it's like it's a joke. Someone, my sister put up my son for 3 years, right? She didn't make his kidneys work. She didn't make his lungs work. She just gave him a room in her house for 3 years, right? And it's so overwhelming that we all have this. Someone lends me money, finds me a job, rents me a shidduch. Right? And I, my sense of gratitude is overwhelming. You see, it's overwhelming. I've said this thousands of times. This is the reality. Someone who doesn't feel Hakaras HaTov is a sick person. So you see from you see it from all over. And so they also talk about it. But the Chazal says that's how Hashem made a person, and that's where everything comes from. It comes from that overriding. It's built into our DNA that we feel a debt of gratitude. We are makir tov. You say Hashem. Of course, Hashem made the person that way. Hashem could have made a person anyway. He made it that way because the Chavis HaLovus holds it's the healthiest way to serve Hashem. The healthiest. We've talked about this a lot because it's coming from, it's an inner compulsion. No one's forcing me. No one's holding a gun to my head. Even in Ha'orah Torah, as he holds, that should be the motivation. Not Schar Va'onesh. It's in the mode of Schar Va'onesh, but that shouldn't be the, Halavai, it shouldn't be the motivation. But certainly in Ha'orah Sichlis, he's saying, where I have to like make up my own religion. Again, Judaism is not a religion. Hashem is Hashem. Hashem is Hashem over the whole world. No Jewish religion. Hashem is Hashem over the Goyim. The Goyim also have to know Hashem and do Sayyid Mitzvahs. The religion, okay, I'm a Jew, you're not a Jew. The Jewish religion is in Ha'orah Torah, really. 613 mitzvahs. Okay, there's more because it's bonat la'makom, it's nefesh alol kamal. There are things that a Jew has that a non-Jew doesn't have. It's true. But the religion, Hashem is Hashem. Hashem is Hashem over the whole world. Everybody has to serve Hashem. The goyim, every drunk in the street, every goy, every low life has to serve Hashem. To know Hashem and serve Hashem, design this was made up. Anyway, so I want to develop my own religion, make up my own mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom, you have to be careful. There happens to be a lav of Baal Tosef, so you can't actually think you're adding a mitzvah to the Taryag. You have to be aware that it's Ha'orah Sichlis. It's not you're adding to the Torah, but in a sense you are. In a sense, you're saying, you know, when I walk, I'm going to think about Yitzias Mitzrayim and feel thankful for it, not just twice a day, not just Pesach night, but I'm going to think about it every day when I take a walk. When I take my power walk or my exercise walk, I'm going to think for 5 minutes how lucky I am that I belong to the Jewish people, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. I made that up. Why do I know that pleases Hashem? So you could extrapolate from Pesach, or what I call the easy, right, if I wrote a book, or a Sichlis made easy, all I would do is extrapolate from, I would just extrapolate from every Ha'orah Toronis. Again, I would use the Chinuch, I would use Hirsch, I would just take what's written about the mitzvahs, and that would be easy. The harder way is to say, he's really talking about the harder way of putting it. So that's why he gives such a long introduction. If you're an honest person and you seek the truth and you have a sense of Hakaras HaTov and you don't want to put up with injustice, I could probably, if I wanted to spend the time, which I don't have, to like really figure out this whole list that he gave. Why they're so important. I'm sure it's intellectually kedai. I haven't seen any sefer do it. It's probably, it would be a wonderful intellectual exercise. What's the pshat in this list he gives
that you have these fundamental ideas and truths that you're convinced of in order to develop a Ora Sichlis. Right? This whole list again. Shabeach Emes, Kanus HaKozim, Mechur Ben Zedek, Sur Mei Ovel, Kmo Balei Tova Betov, Bahashlan and Bnei Adam. Why have to be at peace with people for? Why? What difference does that make? Okay, so now he's saying, okay, so now you're ready to start. So your first step, he's going to, and then when he, by the way, if anybody wants to do this at home, he's going to take you by the hand, because when he starts the question and answers, that's exactly what he's doing. The question and answers that we probably won't get to today, and again, please be mindful of the question and answers are a step-by-step workbook in how to develop the Ora Toronis. Ora Sichlis. Like how to develop it. They think about this and then think about that. And he's still talking now. He's giving like a general intro, or as Otzko would call it, an overview. But then he really tells you how to do it. And the rest of the Shaar is how to, and it's very valuable that it's question answers. You'll see, that's what he did. It's like weird. In the whole Sefer, he pulled here, he picks to go to a question answer format. It's very good because he's being machadesh concepts. He's telling you how to think, how to be a free thinker. We don't like the word, but that's what he's teaching us to be a free thinker. I'm protected because I know that Ora Toronis is my base. I would never dream of moving Muktza, just to say, like, right, that's the base. And now I'm going to go way beyond that. So we're going to get up to this soon. And I was going to skip it. And then I looked it over and I said, I don't care about you ladies. It's very valuable for me. I want to learn it. So your first like baby step, so to speak, is to understand. I'll sum it up in two words. Four words. First baby step is to learn Shaar HaBechina. Go back, learn through Shaar HaBechina, and be overwhelmed by a sense of gratitude to Hashem, because every breath I take, every piece of food I digest, every time I experience gravity, like, it's overwhelming, overwhelming. That's what Shaar HaBechina. Shaar HaBechina teaches us, think about this, you know, be grateful, pick one thing to be grateful for every day. I'm in the middle of learning it with the men now, 5 minutes after Meir. Be grateful for your memory. Be grateful for the gift of forgetfulness. Be grateful for the power of rational thinking. Be grateful for your sense of shame. It saves you from doing so many everything. It's just gratitude, 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 gratitude. So, you know, you do, that's your first step, is really think about it and be overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed if someone, if I don't have a place to live and someone puts me up for a week, I'm overwhelmed by gratitude. Stop making a kal vachomer to Hashem, like it blows the mind, right? And then you could start understanding how you could say, "Ein anachnu maspikim lahodos l'chashem alokeinu alokei." We'll say, "Well, achas may olef elef alfei alofin the ribe revavos pamei matovol shalsisim alosinu v'imamu." No, you can't. Chashem yistadu l'saprom v'lamor aleim b'sichlam. You work on that. You try to grasp the magnitude of Hashem's kindness, of Hashem's goodness with your seichel, and really you understand that you can't fully ever comprehend the scope of what Hashem does for us. It's just the magnitude. Because they totally encompass every aspect of our lives, for Rubam, and they're so numerous, for Hasmadasam, and they're consistent, Umeshichasam, they're continuous. Anything, again, you know, it's interesting, in Shaar HaBechina, he spends the most time on biology, because he says that's the closest to us, but that's only one of seven areas that he wants us to think about. And even in biology, every little thing he says, you could spend years on studying. Study how the skin works, how the eye works, how the ear works, how the mind works. Can't. Yisbaz Nafsho, so what's going to happen then? Again, he's going to go back and give a step-by-step thing. But now he's talking Becholius. When you develop that Yisbaz Nafsho, you're going to demand of yourself, the Meshach is Bar Chiyuva B'Sichel, so you're going to feel a debt of gratitude. Because you have developed this Kamul Bali Atov with the Tov, remember that was one of the things on the list. You have to repay someone that does good for you. Uvachar B'Tzedek, and you feel a sense of justice. And we do this with people on such a minuscule scale when you compare it to Hashem. Like, our sense of justice demands someone did me a favor, I have to repay them, I have to thank them in some way. I have to pull the debt of gratitude, I have to repay the debt of gratitude. The Yivchar, and therefore you'll choose Limol HaElokim to repay Hashem Al Rov Tovos of Etzlo V'Chasheir Ben Levavo, and then it'll hit you Shein Lo Yecholas L'Zev, that you can't, but Hashem doesn't need anything, and you can never catch up, you can never thank Hashem enough. Im Shein Amor Yitzorach Lo, and it's not like you're gonna, Hashem needs a new dining room set, you want to replace the chairs in his living room. What are you gonna do for Hashem? So now, this is a very important principle. The Tchavit HaMoz. Yishayev lihikona v'liyoshofol v'nokel eitzel atzmo. What does this mean? This is, if you learn Tchavit HaMoz, you have to know this. Ultimately, what this all leads to is kenia. That I feel humble vis-a-vis Hashem. I'm humble. I'm humbled by the fact that I could never repay Hashem for what. That's how you feel. When a person realizes the magnitude of what Hashem does to him or her, and realizes that there's no way in the world you can ever repay Hashem, don't say thank you enough. What that, if you have these things, that's why things on the list are so important, and you have a sense of justice, and you can't stand injustice, so you're bursting, what do you do? So you end up being nifna, and the truth is, if you had to give a one-word answer to how the Chavis HaLodos holds the ultimate in Avodas Hashem is, Avodas Elokim, the ultimate, I want only one word from you, what is the peak of Avodas Elokim? The answer would be Kenia. That's the answer. That's what Chavis is, your soul. That's how he views life. I'm michna to Hashem. I feel small, humble. I feel lowly. Anochi solaz lo ish. Why? Because I'm aware of everything Hashem does for me. I'm aware that I could never repay him. He doesn't need anything. I could never, ever, ever, even if I just said thank you for the rest of my life, which is what Malachim do, they sit and praise Hashem constantly. That's all they do. If I did nothing that for the rest of my life, it still would be an anachum aspikim, because it's just, and if you don't believe me, then you have to go back and learn Shara Bechina. And you have to learn Shara Bechina with modern day science. So you know that everything the Chavis HaLodos said that led him to say, how humble you have to feel, because you can never repay Hashem for the magnitude of Tovus he does for you, is magnified by a million times with the scientific knowledge we have today. So everything is tremendously more complex than the Chavis HaLodos ever dreamed of. I'm talking about biology, and really any of the seven disciplines he talks about. Zoology, plant life, physics, chemistry, history. Right, these are the seven things, right? The survival of the Jewish people. He wants things to think about. This is all in Shara Bechina. He doesn't touch upon it. The only one he elaborates on is biology, but it's almost like it's almost an embarrassment to learn, because we know that we know so much more. What do we know? We don't know anything. I'm talking about even clicking and looking it up. Mind-boggling, totally mind-boggling. So then you humble. The ultimate word, Avodas Elokim. How can I be an Eved Hashem? And now you say, hey, Moshe Eved Hashem, Onov Mikol Adam. That's it. That's the two mamash go together. The Avodas' world, the ultimate, how can I serve Hashem? What can I do for Hashem? I'm Michna.
That's my avdus. Is Yiddish is my avdus is avegestelt, manifested. Ultimately, my avdus is manifested in feeling humble, feeling lowly, feeling submissive, feeling I'm nothing. Everything I have. And Sheikh Avinu spends an entire sha'ar called Sha'ar HaKemiya, elaborating and discussing what proper Kemiya is, because as it is done with the Sha'ar HaKemiya, he says it could be a mental illness also. If you think the wrong way, I'm nothing, then maybe you should check into a mental hospital, he says. He says this. And maybe there's something wrong with you, because I'm nothing. You might be depressed. It might not be coming from a sense of gratitude to Hashem and humility that you can never thank Hashem enough. It might be, you know, go on, hit me again. You know,
that was the
with a raise and pause, you know, there it goes again, raining on Malinowitz. That's a mental illness. He starts with, that's his hakdama. He says there's different types of kaniya. There's a healthy kaniya, a marvelous kaniya, an avodas Hashem kaniya, and then there's a sick kaniya, and you have to be careful. You don't have the sick kaniya. He calls it a mental illness. Okay. So this is the first step. I want to get to the questions and answers. It would be so good if we start with that. I feel terrible. Please don't bother me. And I fell asleep. It was 10 after 12, and I count that. I was downstairs in the office. Why didn't anybody come get me? I just, boom. That's all. I'm sorry.
Next.
And then when you realize, again, you have to go back on Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina is right before Shara Bechina. Okay, now you understand why. First the Shara Yichud. Because we don't believe that Hashem is here, and if we don't believe Hashem Echad, then it won't work, Shara Bechina. You'll say it's nature. You'll say whatever you'll say. The biggest scientists are Apikursin, right? They skipped Shara Yichud. Okay. Now, everybody skips Shara Yichud. Conceptually, they skip Shara Yichud. So the Shara Bechina doesn't work. So as well as the building, first step is Shara Yichud. It's all from Hashem. Shara Bechina. Whoa! And Shara Bechina is all okay. That's what we're learning now. So you'll have Kenia. And this is, in a word, the Chayyim HaLom says, what does it mean to be an Eben Hashem? It's to be Nichna. Leo Shafal V'Nokal Eitlatzko. And then you'll say, okay, but I have to try. Can't just sit back and, oh, that's when I go to sleep, that's pretty embarrassing. I can't just sit back and go to sleep because how can I thank Hashem? So I won't even try. How can I thank you for finding me a job? You know, I really can't. Your mom has made my whole life, so I won't even bother. Not a mahalach. You try. You say thank you, you find a gift, you try to find out what they need. You try to show that you're grateful, you try to show that you appreciate, you acknowledge what they did for you. So Yitva Esichlo, he'll demand of his Seichel to figure out things, how to be close to Hashem. How to be close to Hashem. We talk about Kervonu, the Kerav Tonu Malkenu Avodo Secha. That's where Nichna to Hashem, so we want to be part of him. We want to draw close to him. We want to find favor in his eyes. We want to be close to him. Kadeshiyu Tamuras Gemulo, and that will be the way we could repay him, which is a funny word because we can't repay him. But well, this is the way. Through Kaniya and through drawing near to him. And now the Yireo Sikhla Aladech HaYishar, and your Seichel will guide you on the straight path, how to do it. So now we know that what Oras Sichlis is going to accomplish, till now we just know in a general way. Being grateful. Again, we're not in the simple way for Oras Sichlis. I told you the simple way is to skip all of this and just to extrapolate from the mitzvahs. He's beyond that. How do you do it? So now he's starting to get specific. you're going to have to develop kniya through thinking about Shaar HaBechina. I'm using shorthand now, because by now you all know what I mean. Through thinking about Shaar HaBechina, you're going to develop kniya. You're then going to want to be close to Hashem, and you're going to figure out ways to be close to Hashem. How am I close to Hashem? We know your davening is going to be a different davening. You're going to daven beyond Zman Tefillah, because we're in Aros Sichlus now. There's no Zman Tefillah in Aros Sichlus. You're going to be a kind person because you want to emulate Hashem. These are the things he's going to say from now till the end of the Shaar. My seichel tells me I'm nichla, submissive. I'm nothing without Hashem. I'm so grateful. So I want to be close to him. That's what he just said. The scar of only Kim, and this is really what the Mesillas Yesharim says a few hundred years later, that that's the goal of an Eved Hashem, to be close to Hashem. And my seichel is going to tell me the way to do it. The way to do it is amazing. You're not going to say by fasting. The way to do it is by emulating him, his kindness, being about chesed, a giving person. Your davening is going to be different. A man's learning is going to be with the goal of drawing close to Hashem. You're going to develop your amunah. These are the things that make you very close to Hashem. Awareness of him. Capital H. Awareness. Awareness of his goodness, awareness of his chokhmah, awareness of his power, awareness of his presence, awareness of his echodness. His being, that's how you close Hashem. You say, just aware of it. And you end up with Shvi Hashem and Nekdi Samid. And you end up with Kniya. And this is your way of saying thank you. That's the system. And now he's going to start. Dusiach, they call it in Hebrew. Dusiach, Dusiach, how do you say it?
Dialogue.
The Hebrew word. Dusiach? Do or do?
Do.
Thank you. Dusiach between the Nefesh and the Seichel. Because the Nefesh is now telling, I'm sorry, the Seichel is guiding the Nefesh to be inspired through the Seichel. Or a Sichlis. Intellectual inspiration. The first part of the Shaar, well, not really the first part, but the last two prokim in the Shaar were Peorot Toronis, different levels, if you remember, different levels of believing in the Torah, different levels of knowing Torah, different levels of believing in the Torah, different levels of being steadfast and keeping the Torah. And now he's beyond that. He's going to Aros Sichlus, and he's going to have till the end of the Shaar the conversation. But the conversation is a total workbook. The conversation will be the steps of the ladder. Think about this, and then it's like a conversation. Yeah, but this, a conversation. Right? Do you agree that Hashem gives you everything you have? Yeah, well, if you really think so, so then you. That's it. So, that's a shame. Next week we'll start that. Do see it. Thank you.